Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, in for Steve Curwood. Energy issues are powering the political debate, both in Washington and on the campaign trail this summer. Republicans, including John McCain, are demanding an end to the offshore drilling moratorium, while some Democrats, including Barack Obama, say, well, maybe. Living on Earth's Washington correspondent Jeff Young digs into the shifting sands of the drilling debate.
As recently as June, Barack Obama pledged to defend the moratoria that have kept oil rigs off most U.S. shorelines for nearly 30 years. But with public opinion shifting in response to high gas prices, Obama hinted to a Florida newspaper that he would support an energy compromise that expands offshore drilling. He later explained himself in this speech on energy in Lansing, Michigan.
And while I still don't believe that's a particularly meaningful short-term or long-term solution, what I've said is I'm willing to consider it if it's necessary to actually pass a comprehensive plan. I'm not interested in making the perfect the enemy of the good.
Obama's speech reaffirmed his commitment to clean energy alternatives. He'd invest $150 billion over a decade in wind, solar, and geothermal power, and make those sources supply at least 10% of the nation's electricity. He'd push for more plug-in electric hybrid cars and put a cap on carbon emissions. But it was the mention of offshore drilling that got the attention. One environmental group that has endorsed Obama, Friends of the Earth Action, expressed disappointment. But Obama campaign energy advisor L.G. Holstein insists this is not a major change in Obama's position.
Well, it's certainly not a flip-flop because he has supported offshore drilling all along. It's just in these particular states where it has been prohibited by federal law, there he's open-minded about any kind of arrangement, provided it protects our coastlines, provided the states agree, and provided that it's part of a bigger package in which we can start moving our economy toward a more sustainable energy future that isn't so reliant upon the imported oil from the Middle East.
But aren't these sort of admissions that his more conservation-oriented agenda is not really connecting with the public and he needs to try something else here?
I don't think so. I think what it is a confirmation of what he has been saying since the beginning of this campaign, which is he has run as a different kind of candidate, one who is willing to, as he says, reach across the aisle and work with both Democrats and Republicans so we can break the gridlock that has paralyzed Washington.
The compromise Obama supports came just as Congress left for its August recess after weeks of bitter deadlock. Five Republicans and five Democrats announced the plan to allow drilling off the coasts of five states, a win for Republicans. It would also strip from oil companies a multi-billion dollar tax loophole, a win for Democrats. Tax breaks would instead go to help auto companies make and consumers buy more efficient and more alternative fuel vehicles. Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson thinks the Gang of Ten, as the senators are called, could end the energy gridlock.
I think we've changed the topic in Washington from whether it's sort of Shakespearean, to drill or not to drill. That's no longer the question. What we have done is we have moved beyond that discussion to where we recognize that you have to do it all.
The compromise plan would give Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia the option to allow offshore drilling. And it would bring oil exploration as close as 50 miles to Florida's Gulf Coast. Obama may be warm to the compromise, but some of his environmental supporters are not. The League of Conservation Voters endorsed Obama, but League leader Gene Karpinski says the centrist plan is a bad deal because it only asks for voluntary steps toward more fuel-efficient vehicles.
The kinds of potential positive steps from that compromise aren't required as far as we've seen in the proposal so far. So if we're going to be serious about increasing fuel economy, we need mandatory standards to make sure the car companies do their job.
The details of that compromise will have to wait until Congress returns from its recess. And a group of pro-drilling Republicans is trying to bring them back early. They're taking to the darkened floor of the House chamber each day in a protest demanding a drilling vote. They even brought former House Speaker Newt Gingrich back to the Capitol to say he thinks Republicans are winning on the issue.
And my hunch is that back home right now, there are a lot of Democrats who are tap dancing and saying, oh, gosh, well, I'm really kind of for more energy. I'm really kind of for drilling.
Gingrich has confidence that offshore drilling would quickly bring down gas prices. Most economic forecasts do not. The American Petroleum Institute, the oil industry's trade group, says it would likely take 7 or more years to get more oil from the coasts. And the government's Energy Information Agency says opening all the coastline to drilling would not significantly affect prices before the year 2030. But Gingrich is not deterred.
They're just wrong. The economists believe the minute you agree to start supply drilling, you're going to have a decline in price that minute.
More than 1 million people signed Gingrich's online petition called Drill Here, Drill Now. And that slogan has become part of the stump speech for Republican presidential candidate John McCain, who clearly thinks he's tapped into a winning issue. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.
Say, Jeff, stay with us for just a minute.
Uh-huh.
How do you see this drilling debate playing out on Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, this is a serious challenge to Democrats. They're getting hammered over gas prices, and Republicans look like they're blocking alternative energy. So come September, I think that compromise proposal in the Senate is going to be getting a lot of attention. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid told me he thinks it's a plan he can work with.
And so what happens to the moratorium on offshore drilling?
Well, so far, Democrats have avoided a vote on it, but they've got to vote sometime before the election because that moratorium only exists year to year and it expires at the end of September. It's not clear that Democrats have the votes to keep it intact. So I think that, again, points to a compromise as a way for them to both sort of back down from this standoff.
Well, thanks a lot, Jeff.
You're welcome.
You can hear all of Jeff Young's interview with Senator Obama's energy advisor and check out our campaign coverage online at loe.org.